And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. It's been on the front page of many Bay Area newspapers that the Board of Supervisors for San Mateo County is getting ready to vote on whether to remove Christina Corpus as sheriff for alleged improprieties. Tom Perez is a member of her defense team and joins us now. Welcome to Coastside Radio.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
First, I would like to give our listeners some background on who Tom Perez is. You were the senior advisor for President Joe Biden. You have served as Secretary of Labor and United States Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, just to name a few of your former job titles. So with that in mind, I'm compelled to ask you this question. What were the particulars of this case that made a well-known and respected D.C. lawyer like you join the defense team of a county sheriff here in California?
I joined the defense team of Sheriff Corpus because I believe in what she has done. She is a pioneer. She's a change agent. She has done so much to reduce crime and restore public confidence in law enforcement. She has hired a contingent of deputies and other civilian employees that reflect the community and that respect the community. I spent over a decade of my life at the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division investigating police departments and sheriff departments that had a lot of trouble, and in many cases prosecuting deputy sheriffs or police officers who had engaged in wrongdoing. I respect law enforcement, and that's why I made sure that law enforcement was accountable. And she ran as a change agent. And I got involved in this case because I think what is happening to her now is a gross miscarriage of justice. The most important thing that a sheriff can do is keep the community safe. Crime is down substantially. One of the most difficult things that police chiefs and sheriffs across the country have, one of the biggest challenges they have right now, is recruiting qualified folks, because there's a lot of communities where police officers and deputy sheriffs don't want to apply. She cracked the code on that. She hired over 250 people that reflect the community. She cracked the code on this, Jim. Really important. And your community saw it firsthand, because literally 3 weeks after she took office, we had the horrific mass shooting. He was there for the community. He grieved with the community. She made sure the community had what they needed. And what upsets me most about this case is that nobody expected her to win this race back in 2022. She wanted to change the culture of policing. And she won decisively because the community had a voice. And from the day she won that primary, Jim, in June of 2022, her opponents had it out for her. They wanted to bring her down. And so they concocted these lies about, oh, she had an affair with one of the people who helped her get elected and whom she hired to the department. That is false. But you know what they did? They kept repeating that lie. They got a retired judge to do a report, the so-called Cordell report, that accused her of this infidelity. That Cordell report is not worth the paper it's written on. Don't take my word for it, Jim. All you have to do is look at the proceedings that we just had in San Mateo County literally a couple weeks ago. During those proceedings, the county didn't even introduce that Cordell report. You know why? Because it wasn't worth the paper it was written on. But you know what the original sin from her opponents was? They knew that report contained false information, and yet the county executive, Mr. Callagy, put it on the website And to this day, it stays on the website. And that's what voters relied on when they voted for Initiative A. And the people trying to bring her down, some of them apparently don't trust the community because the community has no voice in this. They could have initiated a recall proceeding and let the community decide. She won by 14 points, 14 points. And so the community, the folks leading the charge against her, they didn't want the community to have a voice because they were afraid they would do exactly what they did in 2022, which is to say, thank you, Sheriff, for what you have done. And so I hope the community will engage because the five members of the Board of Supervisors are going to have to make a decision in the coming months. And I don't want to paint with an unduly broad brush. I mentioned two of them have already passed judgment. Three of them haven't. And I appreciate that. All five of them should have remained neutral. But I am hopeful that the community will step up and make their voices heard and say, if you want to remove the sheriff, we should have a voice in that too. And you've taken our voice away. I think that's shameful. Things are going in a remarkably good direction in San Mateo County on so many important metrics. I'm proud to be part of her team.
So what is the timeline for this to play out one way or the other? Does the sheriff have any recourse if the supervisors vote to remove her from office?
Well, the process is the following right now. We just completed, again, a week or two ago, right before Labor Day, we completed an administrative hearing in front of a retired judge. And then the judge has 30 days to set forth and send to the Board of Supervisors his recommendation on what should happen. Unfortunate about the process that the county set up is that if the judge declares that they haven't met their burden of proof, the Board of Supervisors are free to disregard it and say, no, she's guilty. I want to remove her.
Right. Well, you were talking about the people having a voice in this whole process, and I was thinking as you were talking, and I know this is very hypothetical, you being a lawyer, maybe you can answer this question for me, and that is, suppose that the judge finds favorably for Christina Corpus, but the Board of Supervisors removes her anyway. Is it theoretically possible that she could run for office again and be reelected by the people?
There would be nothing stopping her from doing that. I would certainly encourage her to do that because they are thwarting the will of the people. And here's what we suggested, because one of the things that I think is very, very unfair about this process is that the community doesn't have a voice. Now, they might say, well, no, Initiative A passed overwhelmingly. That is factually accurate, but it's equally accurate that the document they relied on, the so-called Cordell report, was fraught with errors and falsehoods. Again, to the point where this document, hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money was put to bear on that report, and they're not using it. But they did use it to dupe the voters, and that's exactly what happened. What we have suggested and recommended to the Board of Supervisors is the community should have a voice here because they haven't had one. And here's what could happen, Jim. One way to give the community a voice, and the sheriff would abide by whatever the community does, is there's a proceeding in California called a civil grand jury proceeding. For those of you who followed Santa Clara County, this is a civil proceeding where you believe that an elected official has done something that justifies their removal. And in Santa Clara County a couple of years ago, there was a civil grand jury proceeding. That is to say, it was a trial where the former sheriff in Santa Clara County was accused of wrongdoing. And at the conclusion of that trial, the 12 jurors from the community found that the sheriff had committed wrongdoing. Sheriff Corpus welcomes a day in court in front of 12 members of the community, 12 members who would commit to having an open mind and reviewing the evidence and rendering a judgment. We're not afraid of the community. We embrace the community. We've suggested, not just suggested, but we've written a letter to the Board of Supervisors asking them to hold this proceeding that they just had in abeyance because of all of its problems, the Cordell report being one of the most serious problems, and allow the community to have that voice. Have a jury trial in front of 12 San Mateo County jurors that are duly selected through a fair process. Get 12 open-minded people to hear the case and have them render judgment. We've asked that, but to date, the county hasn't accepted our recommendation. I think I know why. Because they could lose control. That's not a good reason. This should be a search for the truth, not a witch hunt. Fortunately, this process leaves a lot to be desired.
I wish we had more time to speak to this issue, but time is not our friend right now, and we're running out of time. So I want to thank you so very much for taking your time to join us today to give us some interesting perspectives about this case and what's going on, not only going on now, but maybe possibilities for the future as well. So it has been rather illuminating, to say the least.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, the community is not without a voice. Please make your voices heard with the five members of the Board of Supervisors. They are counting on people just sitting back and doing nothing. That's not democracy. Please have your voices heard, because I have a lot of hope that the three members of the board who have not passed judgment, I am hopeful that when they hear everything, they will do the right thing. And I hope that the residents of the community make sure their voices are heard. Your voices were heard loudly and clearly in June of 2022. And unfortunately, opponents didn't accept that result. And they've been on a mission to remove the sheriff come hell or high water ever since. That's not fair. And I want her to continue to do the great job she's doing in reducing crime, restoring public confidence in the sheriff's department, and making sure that the community will thrive. Thank you so much for having me.
Tom Perez, former senior advisor for President Joe Biden and leading member of the defense team for Sheriff Christina Corpus against efforts by the County Board of Supervisors to remove her from office. By way of transparency, we thought listeners would benefit hearing the arguments of the sheriff's defense team, since most of the news has been focusing on why her opponents want her removed. And if you want to weigh in on this debate, you can always contact members of the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.